in Isaiah 57, and this is simply reflective of many lines in the prophets. Isaiah says, I will not quarrel into the eons, into the ages. I will not be angry with you forever. For if I did, you would lose heart. The very people I created would tire and give up. What beautiful psychology. You can't threaten people and bring them to life. You make them smaller and smaller and smaller. Now, I want to do a short excursus. The notion of justice that you and I grew up with was almost entirely what we would now call retributive justice. Quid pro quo, tit for tat. This much goodness deserves this much reward. This much evil deserves this much punishment. And we Catholics, we created whole catalogs, you know. This many sins was this many years in purgatory. This many prayers got you out this much. And so we spent much of our time praying for the poor souls in purgatory. They were poor because they had to put up with our disbelief, I think. But it's only been in the last 20 years that another word that is in fact an entirely biblical word has been brought into our vocabulary. And instead of retributive justice, it's called restorative justice. The wonderful Catholic bishops of New Zealand wrote a marvelous, marvelous letter to their people on how the entire prison system should be based on restorative justice, not retributive justice. But as you can expect, it fell on dead ears. As long as you stay inside of the world of karma, meritocracy, and counting, as I like to call it. Restorative justice makes no sense to you. That the way God justifies his people is in fact making them into what they really were meant to be. Now this idea, and you can check me out if you think I'm making it up, go to Ezekiel 16, go to Jeremiah 30 to 33, and they both introduce this idea that when Israel sins, when the Jewish people are untrue to God, all God does is love them more. And their image for that was a purifying fire. And if we had time to do the study, I could show you every time the word fire is used in the Bible, and 90% of the times, it's not a torturing fire, it's a purifying fire. And that's a metaphor that poets to this day would use. I was tried by fire, you would say. But again, because we didn't know how to read sacred texts, we come along and we take it literally, and it served our clergy purposes. Ezekiel, in chapter 16, after using the word restore six times, I will restore you, I will restore you, I will restore you, he's just reamed them out for how unfaithful they've been to the covenant. And then, for me at least, a telling line. He says that this restoring you with his love will reduce you to shame, to silence, and confusion. That's what we Catholics meant by purgatory, right? Have you ever, I know you all have, I certainly have, spoken ill of somebody, or even actively disliked somebody? Really, really, or put them down in the presence of others. And then they come up to you, and they're not only nice, but they're really nice. That is called remorse. You are reduced to shame, silence, and confusion. Grace is always a humiliation for the ego, always. We just don't like to be loved, unearned. The ego wants to say, I'm worthy of it. I have attained it, I have achieved it. So the very notion of grace is really the only thing that breaks down all meritocracy, all quid pro quo thinking. Now, if you haven't had that experience yet, and I'm afraid a lot of clergy have not, and a lot of teachers of the Bible have not. It's all just a lesson memorized. It's all just dogma and doctrine, no inner experience. They're not bad people, but they will preach to you a quid pro quo doctrine. What both Ezekiel and Jeremiah teach, but who of us read the prophets? I mean, the only purpose for the prophets when I was a little Catholic boy was the prophecies that proved Jesus was coming. Right? And the 98% of what they said, the rest we paid no attention to. So we missed Ezekiel 16. We miss Jeremiah 30 to 33, where they say God achieves his justice by alluring, attracting, and wooing us back into our truest and our best selves. The Eastern Church, they have a recorded conversation between one of the monks at Mount Athos, St. Siloam, he was called. And one of the angry old monks comes up to him and he says, God will punish all atheists. They must burn in everlasting fire. Obviously upset, the old monk said, burning, tell me, supposing you went to paradise and there you looked down and you saw somebody in hellfire, could you possibly be happy? It can't be helped. It would be their fault, said the angry monk. And the saint answered with a sorrowful countenance, gazing into his eyes, love could not bear that.